first to be for him in the room. His melancholy smile matched the gloom. He tried to rise but fell back where he lay. Tried to speak but stumbled as the sentence slipped away. Sunlight filtered warmly through the yellowed curtain lace. He thought back to the days when he was young. He heard the children's choir in which he'd sung. His letter floated softly to the floor. The reaper took his hand and led him gently to the door.
Together.
On the mantelpiece, the china dog waits patiently. The faded velvet curtains are still drawn. The well-worn tray of metal ribbons slowly gathers dust. The armchair's chintzy covers have been torn. The photograph of Nancy on the honeymoon in France, the nearly finished letter underneath, the wheelchair that he never used, he always was too proud, is folded in the corner by the knees. Choir boy's cassock hanging on the hook behind the door. The wooden box in which he kept his cross. The coronation teapot that his mother always used helps to bring about the sense of loss. Just a collection of antiques and curios.
I was hurt in Normandy. She didn't